long vacation in Europe is coming to an end, and it has been a luxury and a treat. A luxury because, having retired from almost everything except life itself, we can sometimes afford to be away for several weeks at a time. And a treat because the only real vacation is a long one. The memories we bring back are the main thing, and it takes time to build up good memories. Most working Americans are seriously short-changed on vacation time. If you travel away from home for only a 1 or 2 week break, you're heading back again before you fully realize where you were. It frees you from the hamster wheel of working life just long enough for you to realize that you are, well, a hamster. If you stay home, you are likely to spend the time doing little jobs around the house. There is nothing more mortifying to the human spirit than doing little jobs around the house. It is the very essence of purgatory, which is a place of laborious, meaningless, and endless tasks. Our culture was founded on the Puritan values of self-control, obedience, hard work, and humility. Puritans don't like vacations. They're a waste of valuable time. So many Americans don't take even the short vacations they're entitled to. A preferred form of break is the getaway, which suggests a hasty departure pursued by guilt. Many vacations are designed to be in some way virtuous, educational, or good for your health, so the results are often more exhausting than work. We may go on vacation briefly, but we take care not to enjoy it. This explains the cultural marathons through 10 countries in 10 days, the activity holidays that involve canoeing, climbing, or long-distance cycling, the fitness holidays at punitive spas and resorts, and all the other hard work vacations that are not vacations at all. In France, the long summer break in the country or by the sea has been almost a religious ritual, or perhaps a secular pilgrimage. But even in Europe, where summer breaks were proverbially so generous, the vacation Scrooge has been at work. Many families on a budget now have to be content with 2 or 3 weeks instead of the traditional 5 or 6. This puts the pressure on. More summer fun has to be accomplished in a shorter time. The roads are full of little cars packed with kids and loaded with fun equipment, and the beaches are like gigantic broiling pans where vacationers lie all day, hoping to get the essential tan as fast as possible, and creating employment for future generations of dermatologists. This restless pursuit of happiness is the very reverse of relaxation. Exchanging long, lazy vacations for short, busy ones is not progress. Europe needs to be moving in the opposite direction, and so do we. Neither candidate in the presidential elections, as far as I know, has proposed that all working Americans should get long-paid vacations. We wouldn't believe them if they did, of course, any more than we believe their other pledges. But hey, you never know. It could be the one impossible promise that everyone is waiting for. This is David Boucher.